Hi, my name is John Clarkson. I'm a technical writer with the Link product group, and in this video I'll show you how you can use C# code and the Link 2010 SDK to build your own custom Link Silverlight control. There's no great mystery here. I'll combine two well-known components. First of all, a Silverlight class library, and then automation code from the Link SDK. You might also want to take a look at another related video that demonstrates how to create your own custom WPF control. In that demonstration, I talked about why you should be interested in creating Link controls, and I won't repeat that here. I'm going to cover three steps in this demonstration. First of all, create a Silverlight class library, which will become the Link control, the Link Silverlight control, and we'll simulate handing off the class library to another developer who creates a Link application using the new control. And then third, we'll deploy the new Link application to a web server and demonstrate running the application on a user computer. And I'm going to try to use the same Link code and process as in the WPF demonstration so that you can clearly see what the differences are between creating a WPF Link control and a Silverlight Link control. And the three differences are listed here on the slide. First of all, no code in the XAML page constructor. Second, the deployment model is different. And third, Silverlight has special security requirements. And move ahead here, you can see we're going to start off with the class library computer. So I've remoted into that computer, so we'll switch to the class library computer and open a new Silverlight class library project. And first step I'm going to take in the project is to add a new Silverlight page, which will contain the Silverlight controls, XAML text, and link code that we need to implement the scenario. And the XAML text will come from a notepad file that I've got. And I'll just replace the default XAML that you can see here. And in my case, for the demonstration, I'm going to be adding some buttons, a list box, and a text box, and a little bit of link code to do three things. First of all, I'm going to create a new group in the link client, and then list the URIs of the members of the group. And finally, send conference invitations to the URIs that I select in the list box. And again, this is the same scenario I used with the WPF example to make it easier to compare the two. And you can see here in the design pane the Silverlight controls, and down in the XAML pane you can see the XAML for the controls and the click events for the buttons. And finally, I'm going to replace the C# code and the code behind. And I'm not going to discuss the code here because the particular scenario here isn't really the point. You can see the code sample on the MSDN code gallery. And as soon as I get the code replaced, I'm going to go ahead and add references to a couple of link libraries. And at that point, our application is done. I'll just go ahead and build it. And I want to drill down to the debug folder that contains the libraries that we're going to use for our Silverlight control. And you can see right here, this folder contains the libraries we need for our Silverlight control. And I've shared out this folder to the application development computer. So we'll go ahead now with step two, which is to create our new Silverlight application using the new control that we've created here. So I'm going to minimize this computer and move over to the application development computer here, and open up a new Silverlight application project. And basically what I need to do here is go to that folder that I've shared out on the class library computer and grab those libraries and copy and paste them into my Silverlight application project. So I'll select the files that I want, copy them, and then in the in a convenient folder for my Silverlight application. I'll just paste those files in. And this is a simple way to redistribute your custom control in a real world scenario. You probably have explicit procedures to handle redistributing components like this, but this is the very simple end of the spectrum. So next thing is I want to choose toolbox items and drill down to the folder where I pasted these libraries and select the DLL for the project. Click open, and then you see it shows up in the toolbox here. I'll click OK and go find it. There it is. Just drag it into the design pane. Oh! Got an error. So the fix here, we'll go back to the class library computer. The fix is simply to move some code around. So we'll go take a look at the XAML page constructor in our class library project. And you can see here I've got three lines of C# code. I'm going to comment those out so they aren't there anymore. And I've got the same statements available down here in the click event for the button. I'll just uncomment them here, just so in effect we just move the code out of the constructor into the click event, rebuild, and we'll get the new DLL file. There it is. We'll copy it and paste it back into the Silverlight application. So we'll update our application, and we're going to redo things here. I'm going to delete this control out of the toolbox, and I'm going to reset the toolbox, belt and suspenders, get this thing cleaned out. And we're going to do the choose toolbox items thing all over again to get our new control back into the toolbox. We'll find our DLL. There it is. Click open. And there it is. We'll click OK. And I'm going to build. Go find the control in the toolbox way down at the bottom. There it is. Drag drop. This time it'll work. Bingo. Okay. I'll resize things so they look good. So we'll go ahead and run this application just to give you a demonstration. I've got a link client running on my desktop here, and you can see, get things matched up here, that I've already got a sample folder here from previous tests, so I'm going to delete that one. So we no longer have a sample folder. Go ahead, add a custom group, which is that sample group, and I'm going to add some contacts. I'm going to add John Claus 7 my sample group, and I'm going to add John Claw 9. So I'm using the search function in the link client, and I'm going to add John Claw 1. So we have three contacts in our group. So, got a sample contact list with three contacts in it. Now we'll go ahead. John Claw 7 there is inactive, so I'm going to take a break here and go restart. Let's go to our user computer, which is our third computer here, where John Claw 7 is open, or not open. I want to activate it. There we go. So now John Clause 7 is active. We can go back to our, there you see it. So we'll go back to our demonstration. We're going to list contacts. And you see it lists the URIs for those contacts. And we're going to send a conference invitation to two of those. This is the same thing we did in the WPF demonstration. It's basically the same application. So there's a demonstration of our application. And now we need to deploy this to the web server, which happens to be our class library computer. So I've got the appropriate folder on the class library computer shared out. See, here's the www root. And so we just need to copy, paste the zap file, the XAP file for the Silverlight project, and the HTML page into the IIS folder on our web server. So we'll find the appropriate files here from our application. So here's the bin debug folder for the application. We got the HTML file and the XAP file for the Silverlight project. And we paste them into our web server folder. So now our application is deployed. And now we'll move ahead to step three, which is where we'll demonstrate running this application, the deployed application, on a user computer. So here we are on the user computer. Remember here, this is where we had John Clause 7 that was inactive and we had to activate it. We'll open Internet Explorer and get the client and the browser up next to each other. So everything looks pretty. Select the address. There it is. There's our application. Click Create Group. And oh, another error. Client is not trusted. My, my, my. Well, what we need to do is to add our web server to the trusted sites list on the user computer here. And see here, it's got it selected in the list. We just add it, close it, click OK. Now if we try to rerun things, we'll create the group, add in custom group, group added event occurred, and bingo, there's our sample group. We'll add some context to it. We'll add John Clause 8. And John Clause 9. Maybe these are all, yeah, he's away. Okay. And John Clause 1. And then we'll go ahead and list contacts. It'll show us the three URIs. We'll select two of them to send mail to. And there we go. So there's a simple demonstration of creating your own custom link Silverlight control. Thank you very much.